Mob attacks and church burnings are on the rise in Sri Lanka. A community Bible study is about to kick off, and a ministry is letting shoes carry them across a major milestone. It's coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Four major attacks against Sri Lanka's Christians in the last 6 weeks point to more trouble on the horizon. This week, the United States called for an end to impunity over these attacks. Voice of the Martyrs Canada spokesman Greg Musselman says,
churches are destroyed, musical equipment is destroyed, Bibles are burned, terrible things are done to the church.
Buddhist monks are leading many of the mob assaults. Simplified, it's about national identity.
To be Sri Lankan is to be Buddhist, and Christianity is an affront to that.
There is a silver lining, though.
It's causing a real growth in the gospel as a result of the persecution. Not only that, but it's those that are the pastors, the leaders, that are instructing their congregations and people that this is to be expected, and because it's happening, we feel that we're doing what God wants us to do, and as a result, we'll be strengthened in it.
Our website will direct you to action. In the meantime,
be praying that there will be spiritual protection and also that fear would not overcome them.
Next, the 2014 Winter Olympic Games in Sochi, Russia boasts the longest torch relay in history. It began in Olympia, Greece on October 7th and will continue until February 7th when it reaches the Olympic Stadium for the opening ceremonies. The Engage Sochi Project is an international mission board initiative that shares the gospel with the people at the games. Social media outlets will carry regular updates. We'll connect you with links and hashtags at our website. This is Mission Network News. Some say Cuba is changing. You be the judge. Last month, Cornerstone University's men's baseball team traveled to the communist nation. Cornerstone's baseball coach Dave Mitroff says they partnered with an organization called Global Baseball and Eduardo, a Cuban house church pastor. Mitroff says the 44 team members and support staff were there to play baseball and share the gospel.
In some cases, some players had never really done that before. Yeah. Players just openly wept and said that this was changing their lives because that for the first time in their lives, they had an opportunity to see the impact that the Holy Spirit could have through them.
More than 500 people made commitments to Christ during the team's visit.
One of the higher-ranking communist officials, and we'll leave it at that, came to Christ while we were there and said it just is about as clear as he can say it. He goes, "I believe in Christ, and I believe that Jesus is the only way."
CU plans to head back to Cuba next summer. Meanwhile, a recent report indicates 80% of churchgoers struggle to read the Bible daily. It's supposed to take 21 days to make a new habit. Biblica wants to help believers make that new habit a Bible reading one. They're partnering with the Wesleyan Church to hold a Bible reading campaign denomination-wide during the 8 weeks leading up to Easter Sunday starting February 23rd. You want to join them in a community-wide engagement? You'll find the links at missionnetworknews.org. And a children's ministry is approaching a major milestone. Buckner International's Ashley Williamson says their Shoes for Orphan Souls ministry has made a notable impact so far, but is looking to do more.
Since we started in 99, we've collected and delivered over 2.75 million pairs of shoes to kids here in the United States and around the world. And we're just really hopeful that in the coming months we'll be able to bring in a little over 250,000 pairs of shoes.
Shoes for Orphan Souls keeps kids healthy and helps them get an education all through a simple pair of shoes. Giving an orphan a new pair of shoes also shows them they matter both to God and to other people. Children hear the gospel through the Vacation Bible School portion of Buckner's program. Can you help Shoes for Orphan Souls reach the 3 million mark?
Pray for support with shoe drives, just that there would be more than we've ever had before.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Russia Ministries wants to help you pray for Russia and Eurasia. When you support Russia Ministries' Olympic Bible Outreach, they'll send you the colorful 2014 Eurasia Prayer Guide. $10 provides 20 Gospels of John for those searching at the Olympics in Russia. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.